Notes Underground.
What are we supposed to do?
We're supposed to freestyle, and I just couldn't step to the plate. I stepped to the plate earlier, but you didn't have record on. The listeners will just have to listen out and wonder.
You started out with, sitting in the living room looking at presents. Tea, motherfucker, tea.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I inspired those guys with their old school rhymes.
And he threw in a couple. 2006.
2006. Come on.
Come on, 2006. Come on.
I love how rappers date their raps with that shit. Oh, it's always dumb. Was who?
The Ponies.
I dug it.
Did you?
Yeah, I was into it. I was shaking the neck left to right.
They're
left
great.
To right.
They're on their third album right now.
Man, you're their biggest fan, Mitch.
I saw them live at the, what's that show in Silver Lake that's in the beginning of every summer? End of every summer.
I'm not cool enough to know.
September.
Is it the Silver Lake Festival?
Sunset Junction.
Oh, something like that. Yeah. I was close. I wasn't wrong. Yeah. I wasn't right. I was wrong.
Maybe it wasn't Sunset Junction.
I wish I could.
But I saw him in Silver Lake.
I hope one day I can be cool enough to say I lived and saw something in Silver Lake.
It ain't all that.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I mean, coming from a cool guy, you know.
Is that what you are? Is that what it says on your business card?
That's how I present myself.
I mean, I've driven through Silver Lake. Does that give me anything? I've had a breakfast in Silver Lake, and it was good.
Oh, you did?
I enjoyed it.
So you've been there?
I've been there. I've done
Where'd
it.
Where'd you eat?
I don't remember anymore. It was ages ago. It was years ago. But it looked like a delicious part of town to live in.
It's fun. There's all kinds of asymmetrical haircuts.
Really? That's my style.
That's a key indicator.
It is a key indicator of cool, isn't it? Is everyone done by Vidal Sassoon there? Count me in.
Or Tony and Guy.
Yeah, Tony and Guy. Dude, when I first moved here, my girlfriend got one of the free haircuts at the Tony and Guy.
Oh, no. Bad
idea. At the Tony and Guy Training Center. 8 hours later, as she was trying to finish up the haircut, it was torture.
Oh my God.
She left with like this totally butch, lesbian, asymmetrical haircut. I know that's totally incorrect.
Oh, so did it look good?
No. Oh. No. Well, not to me. Of course, I didn't say that, but not to me. It didn't look good. Oh. Not in the slightest.
Well, anyways, to finish up with the ponies,
because
I wasn't done yet, Dan.
Sorry to interrupt, Mitch.
You're always going off with your own stories.
Yeah, well, just slap me.
Well, you're on the other. Oh, you like that? Yeah. Anyways, they are signed to Matador Records.
Oh yes, Matador.
I've been digging on Matador lately. They've got an album coming out in 2007 in March.
Sweet.
So
has Matador ever sucked? They've been cool since high school.
Yeah,
I think they're one of the
coolest labels out there.
They are. They've always maintained themselves as one of the coolest labels out there. And did you pull that song from their site?
Yeah, and they've got free MP3s.
Wicked. I think, you know, it's one worth checking out regularly.
Yeah. I mean, AC Newman, Cat Power, Dead Meadow.
Dead Meadow. I love Dead Meadow.
Yola Tango.
Everyone loves Yola Tango.
Stephen Malcolmus.
Yep.
Pavement.
Mm-hmm.
Mogwai.
They're still on Matador Pavement.
Matmos. Love of Diagrams. I mean,
the list goes on.
The Bright Black Morning Light.
Which, by the way, we have on the show today, don't we?
You guys want to check it out?
Please.
Here's some more from Matador Records, everyone. If you're not chilling out already, this will help.
Turn on the black light.
The bright black light.
Oh,
Holy crap.
That's pretty chill.
Oh, my God.
Shoes.
That... I think we've just spawned a new favorite of Dan in 2006 of all the bands we've played.
Really? I thought you were all about the really aggro shit.
I like to get lazy, Mitch. I like to sit back on the couch and watch a little CSI Miami and chill.
And just hang out?
And just hang. Yeah, exactly. With my homies. You know, they're down with it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. That was awesome. That was just beautiful. That was pure Purdy.
I liked it too. I thought it was really good. I didn't even realize that album came out in June.
Really?
Why doesn't anybody know about it?
I don't know. Why doesn't anybody know about it? Because apparently they also played Lollapalooza in 1995. Okay, granted, that was like World War II ages ago.
Maybe they're a one-hit wonder.
One hit? Doubtful.
No, they sound like a
wonder.
Maybe they're a non-hit wonder. Yeah.
No, that was awesome. These guys are brilliant. Detroit, Michigan, everybody. Motor City.
Yeah.
Not so petrol powered in that song, but we love it anyway.
Yeah.
Dude.
Well done.
Exactly.
Good form, old chaps.
Yes. Great larks
well
had by
played.
All. They got my wicket in that one. speaking of favorites in 2006.
Yeah.
You know, it's the new year coming up.
Yeah.
We're going to be in 2007 soon, 1 year away from the expulsion of Bush.
Yes.
How sweet is that?
Yes.
I know. But not that that's what we're
does
talking
that mean,
about.
Oh, is it? Does it do election campaigning start in the spring?
Oh, it starts big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hip, hip. No.
No, not so hooray. I mean, we're not going to be inundated by it, though. Like all those poor bastards in the States with the commercials from the Republican Party and the commercials from the Democratic Party. And I'm going to greatly miss the debates. They're not. They don't show the debates out here like they show them.
But it's not. It's not. It's still two more years. Technically, two more years.
Yeah, but it's
because it's like the election year.
Next year.
The election year is in.
Of course, it's not going to happen immediately next year. It's about midway in the next year
so
they really start.
You're going to move back, aren't you? Are you an absentee voter?
Oh hell yeah! When it comes to the presidency, yes. When it comes to everything else, no.
So you didn't vote for Arnold.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I mean,
too bad about him breaking his leg, huh?
That is a damn shame. You know what's really too bad, though? Yeah. Really too bad, in my opinion. The real tragedy of it all.
That he has enough time to go skiing?
No, it's that the press doesn't announce which run he broke his leg on. Because, like, when Sonny Bono died in Heavenly Valley, I was at Heavenly Valley a week later, and I was skiing down asking all the lift operators, where did Sonny Bono die? And they wouldn't tell me. And then... Who was it? It was one of the Kennedys died like a week later in Aspen skiing as well. And again, I happened to be in Aspen, and it's like this great cover up. It's the new JFK cover up. If a politician gets hurt or dies worse on a ski resort, ski resorts are all hush hush. And that's messed up.
Well,
in my opinion.
It's any celebrity. It's just the politicians who actually die skiing because they can't actually work out or do anything athletic.
Yeah, have you ever seen John Kerry try and throw a football? It's sad. Can you imagine him skiing? Woo! Poor Arnold. But,
why doesn't anyone die like playing golf?
They do.
You know? What, politicians.
Lightning bolts.
Lightning bolts.
It's like that's where all lightning accidents happen, right? It's a golf course. But you're right. It isn't politicians. It's like...
Should be.
Should be.
Yeah. For example, we create a vacuum and we fill that vacuum.
Did politicians kill your family, Mitch? Do you have something against politicians? We were talking about 2006.
Yeah. Back to 2006.
And the fact that we're changing to 2007, and Mitch and I were discussing earlier whether or not we should have a freestyle session here in the studio, whether or not we should have a favorites of 2006.
But we couldn't do that to you so soon after show 55 where we had already done some favorites.
Yeah, exactly. So, but what kind would be more interesting, those were our
favorites. That's sort of like when you're watching Family Ties and then they do the favorite episodes of Family Ties.
Yeah.
And you're like, I didn't turn this on to see the shows I've already seen.
Exactly. Exactly. But the thing is yeah, for episode 50, we did our favorites, but now it's time to say, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Listener.
What was your favorite?
What floated your boat? What blew the wind up your skirt during 2006?
Can we get some audio? Can we get some audio comments?
That would be even cooler. How do we do that?
If we can get audio comments from you guys.
How do we do that? I would love to hear the sound, especially in their native tongue.
Then we'll actually play it on the show.
I want to hear the Inuits calling in.
Here's how we can get audio comments. You can call us up. This is, it's always been the case, but no one does it.
Dear so God,
I
please,
never announce it anymore.
I beg of you all.
I all you have to do is call. You can do it with your phone.
Lads.
You can call 213.
Ladies.
784-0924. That's if you're in the U.S. If you have Skype and you're in Europe, because everybody in Europe has Skype, then do Skype. Just call us on the Skype line. Notes Underground.
It's that easy.
It's that easy.
Set it and forget it.
Don't even bother with any other options. Set it, forget it. Oh my God. Shiz.
Was it? Oh yeah, when we were out having drinks with you and your special lady friend.
Wait. If you don't want to do an audio comment.
Oh.
No, seriously. We got to finish the instructions.
You're right.
Just write a text comment that says what your favorite song was of 2006. Go through the archives
song,
if you need to.
Whatever.
You know?
Yeah,
we've
it's
got
not that hard. Mitch
got,
only did one show in January, he says.
I think there's only one in February, too. I was a slacker for a bit there. At least I got one out a month.
Yeah.
It was hard.
It was your dark period.
I was living out of a backpack, all right,
doesn't
you
remember
motherfuckers.
Much of it. Backpack and an empty bottle of Guinness.
Yeah, that's it. God damn it.
You still have the tattoos from that time.
Yeah.
Dude, your kids are not going to like those.
Back in my day.
Yeah.
So go on. I'm sorry. I interrupted.
I was just, we had some Christmas Eve drinks.
Oh yeah. That was
Mitch
fun.
And Ren and a few of us at, this pub called Steele's, and we got to talking about Kelly. Kelly likes shoes, as we inevitably do. When the conversation turns to a lull, you just start talking, you know, shoes. And how well that term works as a punctuation mark in a sentence.
Shiz.
You can end any sentence with,
shiz.
Exactly. And I just thought it was beautiful. Shoes. What do we got next?
This is the Mary Wannettes.
Martin,
Labrador.
Are you listening?
Labrador.
You say
Shoreditch, hey. Say hello to the Marionettes.
Hello.
So that was the Marionettes.
That's two words in case you couldn't tell.
Marionettes. Off Labrador.se.
Are they insinuating that one is a male? Is a male word? The word one is of the male gender.
And Onettes would be the female. I didn't hear any ladies in that particular track.
Wouldn't that be cool if, like, the English language decided to go with sort of a Latin background as opposed to a Germanic?
Or a Valley Girl California background. So it's always et if it's female.
Like Chosette.
Or dudette. No.
No, that wouldn't be funny. Okay. Next question.
Yes, next question. Well, Martin, there you have it. Our favorite pick off the Labrador label. We went through all of them, and there are a plethora out there.
No, there aren't. Don't lie.
There are a ton on the Labrador website.
There's a ton of music on
there. Ton of free downloads.
Okay.
A ton of free downloads.
There are a ton of free downloads.
A veritable digital ton. Someone needs to define what a digital ton is sometime.
Thank you, Martin, for your submission. We never got any emails from you, and I'm wondering if maybe because all we got were comments on the website.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if maybe my junk filter is a little bit too tight.
It's too tight.
On the notesunderground.com.
It's tight. It's tight like...
But that's a good thing.
Tight like last year's underwear.
It's tight like, oh my God.
Speaking of which, ladies and gentlemen, since we do the show in Mitch's flat, I'll let you all know, it's blue briefs with white piping.
What? Where?
That's what Mitch wears.
Oh, come blue briefs.
That's why he's smiling. That's why he gets the big smile in all his pictures. Blue briefs, white piping, big smile.
You saw him in the bathroom, didn't
you?
Saw
him in the toilet.
Oh, man. You're not invited.
You're off the team.
I have different colors. They're not all blue.
One for every day of the week.
Yeah. Well.
Today's color?
I got
pink.
Listen, buddy, I got 3 weeks of underwear because I hate doing laundry. Okay.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
You buy it by the pound, dude.
I can go for 3 weeks without doing laundry.
Brilliant.
It's pretty good.
Wow.
Can you do that?
No. Idiot. No, you got me there. You got me there. Do you want to arm wrestle?
All it takes is socks and underwear because you don't technically have to do pants.
You can at least wear those 2-3 days in a row.
And shirts.
My jeans only get good on the third day.
Yeah. my jeans don't get good till I've been to at least one pub. And then they really start to smell good.
Yeah.
Maybe we should play another song.
Yeah. Are we going to play Rademacher?
Sure.
Sweet.
We're really, really sorry that it's taken us 10 episodes to play a song since we promised. Here we go. When are you coming to London? Sweet. Fucking Fresno slackers.
They should be the first London in-house play.
That's what I mean.
Fresno, and I want to figure out how Fresno is cool enough to contain Rademacher.
Me too.
And I want to know if Rademacher's ever met Merle Haggard. Out there. Rademacher, let us know.
Yeah.
Have you ever drank a Coors with Merle? Is he at the tavern?
Is he from Fresno?
He's not from Fresno, but I hear he moved there.
Oh, really?
Ages ago. I don't know. I don't know if it's true.
It's hot there in the summer. That's all I know.
It's hotter than Africa. You feeling it? Yeah.
Come on, Dan.
It's underground. No. No. Don't make me do it. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop.
I just made Firefox quit. Aren't you guys proud?
Hey, Mitch, can I ask you a technical question?
Technical.
A technical question. Okay, so.
Were there sharks with lasers?
Yeah. No. I was
that wasn't it?
I just moved to Merle Haggard's website because we were just talking about him. And I was looking at the news. And in it, it says, with special thanks to the folks from MySpace, we have now gained control of MySpace/Merle Haggard.
Okay.
And so I was curious, how do I prove that I am Merle Haggard and I should own MySpace.com/Merle Haggard? And how does MySpace actually prove that and then give it to him, to me, because I'm Merle Haggard?
I'm unable to answer this question at this time.
Oh, I see. So, Mitch, which ski slope did Sonny Bono die on?
Yes.
We can neither confirm nor deny that Sonny Bono died on MySpace.
Well, I forgot.
Do you guys have a team that deals specifically with celebrities?
Well, here's how it works, Dan. If you happen to be a musician and you're trying to regain control or gain control of a MySpace URL, mm-hmm, that should belong to you.
Right.
You can email music support.
Oh, is that what you do?
At myspace.com.
Well, I'm going to be sure and let them know that I should have Merle Haggard.
Yeah. Well, there are actually a series of identity
tests.
Checks.
Tests.
Yeah, tests.
How many toes does Merle Haggard have?
Well, actually,
what's the name of his three-legged dog?
Actually, you have to have a webcam, and we do iris recognition.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
Jesus.
So apparently, Merle Haggard has a webcam.
You guys are like the FBI. Bonk.
Yeah.
Bonk me.
Yeah. So.
All right. So I have to go rip out Merle Haggard's eyeballs in a bar fight.
Yeah.
Bring him back to London, and then pop him in front of my eyesight.
Do you think Merle Haggard would like Drew Danbury? Because he sent us an email.
I think they'd enjoy a couple lagers together.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, tell us what you
think. Out there in podcast land.
Who's a girl with the bright eyes? Who's a boy she's sitting by? Are they just friends? Why is she so nice to me? Why does she light up the room when she smiles? Till I can't see, clearly it must be love if you mean so much. When I barely even know ya, but I hope that our hands might touch. Fight it, deny it, I'll fight it, deny it, I won't let myself fall in love. Fall into, and when I'm through, walk away, remember. yourself fall in love.
Drew's got heart.
He does. And I like that he writes songs that fit my attention span. You know?
2.5 minutes works.
Spot on.
For me.
You know? And I think that that was really the foundation of the
none
punk
of this,
rock movement.
None of this 3.5 minute
exactly.
plus stuff.
We were all
keep
babies
to,
born on
keep
drugs
it to,
and we just
keep
don't
it to
have
under three.
Span.
Keep it to under three and we're fine.
Exactly.
Yeah, how cool is that that like, you know, you listen to, I don't know, what, like Black Flag or something, and there's like 20 songs.
I know. You feel you're getting a lot for your money.
You're getting a lot for your money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And but, then, you know, I mean, even, you know, Fugazi, you know, they're pushing 13, and those are long songs.
Yeah.
Those are pretty long songs. That's value.
Oh,
you know?
I love Fugazi. Don't get me started.
Everybody's move it. Everybody groove it. Everybody move it, move it, move it, move it.
Oh, man. Yeah. I think that was really the foundation of the punk rock music and of the punk rock genre. And it's also, I would, as an overall theory of society, I would say is the foundation of entertainment today.
So it's like,
it's about the shorts. It's about the song. It's about, give me 5 minutes of entertainment while I'm going from here to there or in between this and that. And that's it. I think the day of the short is rising quickly. And I think that, you know, people just aren't going to be that interested in buying anything that substantial in terms of time span. I mean, I think all of our attention spans are decreasing. I really do believe this. I really do believe this.
Yeah, because classical music was fucking long, dude.
Yeah, I know. No, you like, know anyone
have you ever listened to a classical music song?
Yeah.
Have you ever?
Yeah. Have I ever?
Some of them are actually really, really short, but that's just because they're like a prelude or a sonnet.
Right. Well, there's various movements to all of the particular
But who's the guy who decides that's where, we're going to cut it right here? You know? Who's the guy who indexes those classical tunes?
Well,
you think he's a fun guy to hang out with on a Friday night? No.
You mean the guy that says, okay, this is track one, this is track two, when they all blend together.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, he's the asshole. He's the asshole of the party, isn't he? And he's the guy that really screws up your iTunes mix. Really screws it up. Because no matter how long your fade is
you
in
get
between
that,
songs.
Because you get that sonnet in between.
And it's just, that he harshes your mellow when it's transferred to iTunes.
Yeah, but they did that new thing with the Steve Jobs. Apple did this new thing with iTunes 7. Did you finally upgrade?
I have, but I haven't noticed.
Are you happy about it?
Well, I don't listen to I don't carry any music on my laptop anymore.
Whoa.
I have a music server and I don't listen to my.
Ah, see? I convinced you.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
It's lighter, isn't it?
Exactly.
Isn't it lighter weight?
Yeah, it is. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. So now I have a cramp packed full of bullcrap.
It doesn't hurt your back when you carry it around.
As opposed to music. No, but now I have a central music server that just serves everything. And
is it a computer?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a PC, actually.
I want one of those.
Yeah, it's nice. But I don't listen to my
you can make it a jukebox. There's jukebox software out there.
What does that really mean? I don't know what that means.
You make it so it's like a website that you log into when you're on the network.
Ooh.
And then you just like...
And it streams. But that lowers my bandwidth if I want to do anything else. Like upload to an FTP site, which I do a lot of, or download from FTP sites. That's taken up bandwidth
it doesn't,
constantly.
Not if you're using the server to download stuff.
So, no. Wait.
No.
Wait.
Wait.
What? My brain is imploding.
Actually, yeah,
we need an IT guy.
Actually, it does. It always does.
When are we going to get a Notes Underground IT guy? Is there a difference between... Is there a difference between...
We need an IT guy.
Yeah. Is there a difference between... Is there a difference between intranet bandwidth and extranet bandwidth? Like, okay, so say we have an intranet in our studio, right?
Yeah.
And the jukebox is on the intranet.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have our interweb connection outside of our studio. Like, is that bandwidth totally separate from the internal
you
bandwidth?
You can separate it. You can have it so that your server has an external connection that's right. isolated.
Right.
And then so that you can basically you can give a different internet address to each network card okay. on a server.
Okay. Now let's say I'm Wi-Fi yeah. and I'm in the studio.
Yeah.
Okay. My 802.11x have enough bandwidth, Mitch, to will it have enough bandwidth to be able to handle the intranet bandwidth on top in addition to the extranet bandwidth? So will my Wi-Fi be able to then deal with internal stuff and external stuff without getting all clogged up and slowed down?
It depends on how you have it plugged in, right?
Huh,
so you got your wireless router.
Yeah.
Say you got your server hardwired
into my laptop.
Not into your laptop.
Yeah, okay.
Into the router.
Right.
Because some routers.
Which it is.
Right.
Yeah.
So then it's downloading using a non-wireless connection.
Right.
Therefore, not taking any of the wireless Wi-Fi. Bandwidth.
Gotcha. Which
Bingo.
It is.
Bingo.
Okay, so that's all it takes.
Hello.
Sweet, we're already there. Okay.
Oh.
Have we alienated all of our listeners
yet? I don't know. Let's listen to some more music.
This.
Badeski, Schofield, Martin, and Wood. We'll be right back.
I'm feeling that hep groove.
Yeah. Talk about a talented quartet, right?
What's with the new name? Where's he come from?
Schofield?
I have no idea.
So you know Modesky, Martin, and Wood?
Of course.
Everyone does. Okay. So John Schofield produced an album called A Go-Go with Modesky, Martin, and Wood as the backup band. He's like a jazz guy. I think he's from New York as well. Well, actually, they're not even from New York. I don't know where they're from. No, I'm burnt.
They're from roundabouts like...
They all live in New York now, but I don't know where they're from originally, but I don't think they're all from the same town anyways. Anyways, so yeah, this new album that just came out like a month ago is sort of a collaborative effort between all four, as opposed to having John Schofield write all the music and having Modesky, Martin, and Wood back him up. He kind of jumped in. Now, what I find is interesting is where they decided to put his name.
Yeah.
You know? Because you know that's an issue, right? Because Modesky is in the alphabet, comes after Martin. Mm-hmm. So, and that's another thing, right? Is like, what's the whole thing? Should it be Martin, Modesky, and Wood? I mean, that's what it would be alphabetically.
It flows either way. And when in doubt, put them in alphabetical order so no one has like a upper hand of any sort.
Right, but so, but Modesky comes after...
Yeah,
comes after Martin. So there's definitely there. Modesky was first, meaning he was probably the guy who either brought the band together or writes most of the songs. So then Schofield comes in.
It makes all the sense in the world. And if you ask me, ask Google. The reason is, it's like, no, the reason is, if you're searching for Modesky, Martin, and Wood, you're going to come up with Modesky, Schofield, Martin, and Wood. And if you're searching for Modesky, Martin, and Wood, you're going to come up with Modesky, Martin, and Wood. If you're searching for Schofield, you're just not going to be searching for Schofield. No one knows who Schofield really is unless they already knew to expect the album. So I think it's
no, because he's got three other albums. John Schofield.
But I think that I would imagine that Modesky, Martin, and Wood have the bigger following.
I think it probably does. But if I type Schofield into Google, ask you, ask Google.
Exactly. Okay.
The first is LM Schofield Company, which is a full range of decorative concrete systems, including colored concrete, concrete stain, and acid stained concrete.
Similar but different.
Stamped and imprinted concrete. That's not the guy, right? So if I were to hit I'm feeling lucky, I would have gotten nowhere.
It's not right. It's wrong.
Does anyone ever hit the I'm lucky button? No. I'm feeling lucky?
No.
Because that's
I don't have that kind of time in my day.
It's pretty risky.
It is.
So
precious seconds are lost with that button.
So the second is John Schofield -- jazz guitarist / composer.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So I don't Modesky, Martin, and Wood. They don't even come up in the top 10 results.
But if you're
so
yeah,
so poof on you.
Okay, so
Dan.
Well, let's call them up. Let's find their Skype. Let's call them up.
I'm saying so. There's probably a long tail here. You're a music aficionado.
Well, wait a second.
But you're not. You don't know about because.
Is he creating a rift between the brothers?
You and me and you?
No. Between wait.
So you want to find out right now?
Yeah.
Right on the show in real time. I don't think that's happening.
You can't find their. You can't Google their Skype name. Modesky, Martin, Wood Skype.
Skype. But if I do Schofield / Modesky. Or not even slash. If I just do Schofield Modesky in Google, the top one is Modesky, Schofield, Martin, and Wood. You know, which of course it would be. This is the stupidest conversation I've ever participated in.
Can we move on?
But no, don't you think it's interesting that his name it's not last and it's not first. They put him in the mix.
They did. They threw him right in the middle.
They said, you're one of us.
Exactly. They each stood on either side of him and put their arm around him.
But not as important as John Modesky.
No, of course
Because he stays number uno.
Numero uno.
Numero uno. Dog do.
He gets first dip in the guacamole.
Yeah. God, I wish I had an ego like that.
Everybody.
How long do you think they went over on the contract where the name was going to go? Maybe they're just too cool for that because they're jazz musicians.
Yeah, they probably just smoked a few doobies, you know.
And he was like, "Look, I don't want." He's like, "I don't want to be first. I don't want to be last."
And everyone's like, "I don't want to step on nobody's toes. I just want to be a part. I just want to make good music." That's all they said. They all said that at the same time. I just want to make good music, and then they probably actually ended up, you know, playing quarters for it. I bet it was something like that. I bet it was something that simple.
Okay.
Who's this?
Joy Zipper.
I love Joy Zipper.
I love the sun.
Those hip kids are from New York.
Huh.
Making hot and fresh New York music.
I feel good.
I like them.
James Brown died.
Yeah, I know. He ruined Christmas. He died Christmas Day.
What a jerk.
Christmas Day. And my best friend Ryan had a baby Christmas Day. I think.
Oh.
No, it's just a theory. Just a theory.
Yeah.
That my friend Ryan, his baby, he's a rabbi in San Francisco, his baby is the reincarnation of James Brown. It's just a theory.
Do you think it turns around that quick, though?
Why not?
I don't know.
With a soul as great as James Brown, why would you put him in a queue?
he gets a pass card.
Straight to the front of the line. Start again.
Hardest working man in music gets a flash pass.
Yeah, and now that he's been born to my friend Ryan, a rabbi out in Israel, in San Francisco, he's going to soon be the hardest working man in Judaism. Actually, he was born a woman, if anyone wants to know. My friend Ryan had a little girl.
Oh.
Yeah, so James Brown's now a girl.
That's cool, man.
It's very cool. It's very cool, dude. How stoked must they be? They got the reincarnation of James Brown.
The godmother
Brown.
Of soul.
Yeah.
You know?
Jewish soul.
It's
fucking cool, man.
That's fantastic.
I'm stoked for him. Stoked out of my gourd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Babies are cool.
Yeah, they're little shit machines.
Well, they poop. Cool. They poop a lot.
Yeah, they cry a little. They drool some.
Yeah.
But they're cool.
Yeah.
In the end, they're entertaining. And they cost you, according to the government, I think it was £165,000 until they're 18 or something.
£165,000? Is that how much they cost?
No, wait. I'm sorry. Wrong. £88,000. That was the number I heard.
That's expensive.
£88,000.
Maybe I'll hold off.
Yeah, you know, something to think about.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is a chunk. I learned the other day also that a dog costs you £8,000 over the course of its life. £8,000 vet bills, food, et cetera, et cetera.
I think I'd rather have a dog.
Oh, is it that simple for you, Mitch?
Well, it's cheaper.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, you know, are you going to get the ribeye for $25? Or are you going to go with the also very good filet of sole for only $15?
Are you going to get the Ford Fiesta? Or are you going to get the Ferrari, you know, the Ferrari, goddamn, you know, whatever the hell, top of the line.
But you're okay, yeah. And we're both assuming that there's no gray area here.
There is never any. Maybe, life is black and white.
Maybe you could have like a human dog.
Now this is something
like werewolf.
I've been asking for ages. More cross species breeding. Sheboygan, are you listening? We want more cross species breeding.
Are they cheaper? Does that make like a werewolf cheaper to raise than a full on human baby?
Well, it could probably get a job at McDonald's later and then support itself. It could probably go all the way to manager and then support you.
Werewolves don't need dogs. I mean, don't need jobs. They can eat. They can eat. At night, wherever they, you know.
Wherever
at least,
they damn well want.
Yeah, exactly. They can eat
in
people.
In the forest, yeah. They need a car to get to the forest, Mitch.
No, they don't.
And thus they must have they a job have, to pay no, the price of
because
petrol.
Werewolves, even when they're in their human form, have so much energy that they could run faster than any car. Obviously, you don't know.
Do they wear capes too, Mitch?
No. Oh my God!
Do
you don't know anything
about
werewolves.
Do they come
in
and fix your computer when it's broken?
Only if the Ethernet heroes? Connection is down. only if the backup of network card isn't
Mitch,
working.
You're on methamphetamines with this show, man. You've picked like a bazillion songs for the show, and you just won't stop talking about werewolves.
Okay, fine. 2006 is over, as far as I'm concerned.
Is your clean and serene year?
I'm
going to
clean it up. 2006 was a weird year for me.
Was it?
Yeah. I moved to the UK.
I know. It's hard to believe it was a year ago.
Almost a year ago.
Freaking shocking.
February 2nd.
It shocks me more than it shocks you.
We're going to have a party for the day I moved to the UK.
I think so. Invite everybody.
Yeah.
Invite everyone.
Dan, we got one more pick from you.
Oh, is it?
Who is it?
We've played you. Oh,
Amy
it's
Hills.
Amy Hills.
Oh, you kind of like her.
She's cool.
You can hear it in her, it's Annie Hill's voice.
I came across her because she's a friend of a friend of mine on MySpace, and so
She's
very good. She's very good. I was really impressed with her work.
That's sweet.
Yep. Listen up.
Good night, everybody.
99.
Happy 2006.
Seven.
May. I think 2007 is going to be crazy, dude.
Oh, it'll be off the hook.
Off the hizzy.
In the hizzo.
Yeah.
Baby, you're crying, but you don't know why. The lights are out, you must be afraid of the dark. Afraid of the dark. And baby, you don't know yet just who you are. I think you could grow up and be a superstar. Be a superstar. And what if you become just like your mother? And what if you become just like your father? And what if you become more than anyone could ever hope for, hope for, hope for? Baby. And baby, you're not going to always be right. And there will be times when you're gonna have to fight. You're gonna have to fight. And baby, someday someone will break your heart. You won't know it then, but that's when your life will start. It's when your life will start. And what if you become just like your mother? And what if you become just like your father? And what if you become more than anyone could ever hope for, hope for, hope for? And what if you become just like your brother? And what if you become just like your lover? And what if you become more than anyone could ever hope for, hope for, hope for? And things don't feel good all the time. And people will be mean for no reason. If you give a little, you can lose a lot. And if you give everything, you'll find out who you are, baby.